My friends, this is Alvaro with Uniquely Mary, and as you know, I'd love to start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Allow me to praise you, O Sacred Virgin. Give me strength against your enemies. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. My friends, with this humble little channel that I have this amazing privilege to show you one of these other beautiful Catholic churches in Chicago, and the name of Saint is Saint John Cantius. So back in the late 1800s, as the Polish people started coming to Chicago, which happens to have the second largest population of Polish people right outside of Warsaw, they wanted to bring their Catholic faith here, and along with that, the architecture, their traditions, and a beautiful church for them to worship in. So when they came here, they started designing this church, and around 1890 or a little bit before that, the church was built. And over the years, they grew to build it. As many of these churches take many, many years to build. I'll put a link in the description to the parish's website so you can get a little bit more of the history. I'm not always super good with numbers. So what you see in this church that's so spectacular are the colors and the tones. You see these golden tones, these yellow colors, these brown colors that are so rich and so beautiful. It's an amazingly ornate church. When you come in here, you say what's on the cornerstone. Awesome is this place. One thing that's particular to this church that's really unique from other churches in Chicago is that it's the mother house of a religious community that was born out of the liturgical life that was here. And they're called the Canons Regular of St. John Cantius. So they live in community, but they're kind of like diocesan priests. One thing that is really specific to them is they have a love for the liturgy, specifically the Tridentine Mass and all these ancient liturgical ways of offering the Mass, which they bring back to us so we can appreciate these beautiful ways of praying the Mass that come from tradition. Another thing that's really spectacular about this place is they have literally hundreds of relics of saints that are so incredible, dating back from St. Peter the Apostle all the way to St. Padre Pio and even closer to our times. In fact, probably my favorite relic is they have a glove of St. Padre Pio. You know, since he had the stigmata, he would often wear these brown gloves to cover it up in his humility. Well, one of those gloves is there for you to see, for you to pray with. We have so many relics here, amazing. Some from you have here one from St. Peter the Apostle, down to so many modern saints and ancient saints that you've never even heard of. Truly spectacular.